his Sunday best. Mother's tired, she needs a rest. The kids are playing up downstairs. Sister's sighing in her sleep. Brother's got a date to keep, he can't hang around.
Good morning and welcome to Our House here at WWDB. You are listening to Home Improvement Fix and Facts with Carol Holloway, and I am super excited to spend another Tuesday morning hour with you. So I thank you for listening, first of all. And if you're in your car and you have to go into the office, you can always tune in on the internet at www.wwdbam and just look for Home Improvement Fix and Facts podcasts. And that'll help you listen to any of the shows that we've had in the past before. So thank you for listening. I also want to say happy summer day because it's going to be hot today. I am a summer person. So spring, summer, fall. I'm a three-season gal. And winter is like, 107 days away or something? Not even. And I am so not ready for that. But we're already talking about it. So in the next couple of weeks, we're going to be talking about wrapping up your home, meaning the outdoors of your home, as you're getting ready to prep for the fall. So you want to stay tuned to that. But today, I thought it would be really interesting to talk about the psychology of color. And the psychology of color, what does that mean? You know, we're all attracted to different colors, but color can affect our mood. And it can particularly affect the mood in our home, depending on the color that the walls are painted. And, you know, I know over the years, you know, my favorite color has changed. But when it comes to decorating, I'm really tuned into green. For some strange reason, hues and shades of green, from the palest Mountain Dew color or Morning Dew color, which is a Benjamin Moore color, which is really awesome. It changes during the day. Sometimes it looks a little beigey. Sometimes it looks a little like celery green. Sometimes it looks white. It's, to me, it's a really neutral color for certain rooms. But reactions to color and groups of color and people and what they're wearing in your house and all of that can make you feel different. Like I'm attracted to green in my house, you know, whether it's saturated or bright or whatever, because it can make you feel more relaxed and calmer. So maybe that's why I have been loving green so much. And maybe that's why we're starting to see a little bit of a trend in kitchen cabinets leaning towards green. Paler greens and distressed wood greens. So that could really affect your mood. And even something like a really very saturated, bright color like a blue can make you feel very energized in your room. That's why sometimes you might not necessarily want to paint your children's bedroom in a blue, in an energizing saturated blue, because it gives them more energy and doesn't calm them down. So we're going to talk about paint color and your mood and how it affects the rooms that you paint it in. But before we do that, I always like to get down to my business at the beginning of the show. And part of that is that the lines are always open here at 888-329-3306. That's 888-329-3306. And what made me decide to do a show on color is I actually got a question last week from Marianne stating that she was going to do her family room and she was wondering if paint color would affect the room. So that's what led me to do this week's show. And I thought, sure, that I think that's an interesting topic. So Marianne, I hope you're listening. I sent you an IM to tell you that we were doing this today. The other thing, housekeeping, always important here, jingle, jingle, jingle. And that's not the jingle of Christmas. That is the jingle that Home Improvement Fix and Facts is looking for our radio show. It's time for us to come up with our own little jingle music, our own little mix of something fun for Home Improvement Fix and Facts. And I am putting it out there to all you vocalists, magicians, sound people that want to come up with an idea for my intro, my closing, my commercials, all of that for Home Improvement Fix and Facts. And I want something upbeat and something fun, like our intro music that we use now, but we can't use it forever. And it would be nice to have something to call my own. And here's the benefit, listeners. If you are not a musician or a vocalist and you don't do it yourself, but you know somebody, please pass on the message, because there is going to be a cash prize for this. So you get bragging rights. First of all, you can refer people to the show on a regular basis. So you get bragging rights for your music. You're also here at Beasley Media Station, which incorporates a lot of big music channels. So you might want to look us up and see who else is here in the building with us at One Mala Plaza. So it gives you some bragging rights. It gives you a chance to get your music out there every single week, plus all week long when I'm running my intros and my commercials. And I will even invite you to be a guest on my show. So how about that? So you get double, triple kudos here. And coming in to be a guest on the show could be really a lot of fun, because you get an opportunity to spend some time with me and talk about your career and what you're doing. So there is a cash music prize. We're going to put all the details down on the internet pretty soon. Hopefully we'll be cutting that recording today for all of that. But the best way to reach me, now listen, if you're missing this information, my show is always podcast, so you can go back and listen to it and get this information again. Of course, you can IM me like so many of you do on Instagram or Facebook under Home Improvement Fix and Facts, or you can text me at 610-812-7366 if you want details on how to do it and how to enter it. And we might even leave it up to all of you guys, all of the listeners, to actually pick the music from the selections that we get. So we are going to do a countdown, and you'll hear that later on. But for anybody out there who listens to the show and is musically inclined, I need a jingle. I need my own little fun home improvement fix and facts music. So hoping that you can take care of that for me. And so we got a lot coming up. This summer is kind of flying by, and it hasn't really felt like summer in some ways because it's kind of rained almost every week, but then it's been super hot. So your backyard's going to need a lot of work in the next couple weeks coming up. So we'll talk about that. But anyway, let's get back to the topic of today's show, the psychology of color and painting your room. And as I had said, you know, color really does affect your attitude. And did you ever notice you go into work and sometimes everybody's wearing the same color? I'm checking the guys in the office there. No, they're in different colors. Although I'm almost a combination. Anyway, but it does. It affects your mood. It affects everything that you do. You know, they say don't eat off of certain color plates because you tend to eat more. So it's true. According to Psychology Today, the emotional response we have to color has everything to do with the color saturation. Actually, how pure the color is and the brightness, how light the color seems, the levels of that color. So you're looking at saturation and brightness. And when paint color achieves the perfect balance of saturation and brightness, it can generate the types of reactions you desire when spending time in different rooms of your house. And those examples I gave you in the beginning are like bright, saturated green makes you feel more relaxed and calmer. So I don't necessarily want that in my kitchen, in my opinion, even though we're going green more, because if I'm more relaxed and calmer, I might eat more. Whereas, you know, if it's something's making me feel energized, I feel like I have a lot of energy. I don't necessarily want to eat more, but it can boost your mood. So deciding on what shades affect you, affect your family, and anyone else who spends time inside your home should really be generating a positive response when you're painting your walls or even if you're wallpapering. And if you go through all my previous podcasts, you'll find a whole segment on painting and how to paint and how to do all of that. So research through the podcast if you want to know a little bit more about that. But I definitely want to talk about, you know, there's three tones in my opinion of color. I mean, there's lots of tones, but there's cool colors, there's warm colors, and then there's neutral colors. You know, we usually do a neutral, like a white on a ceiling or something like that. And with it, neutral color, and black is even considered a neutral color. So we're going to talk about some of the neutral colors in your house, and I'll probably like be scattered like I usually am, you know, multitasking back and forth on all the different topics and the things I'm talking about. But let's talk about those neutral colors in your house first. I am drawn to white with pretty much anything. White can be beautiful. It can be refreshing. It can, as long as it's not too stark in the room. And stark white can make people feel anxious and uneasy in the presence of like a very white room. I think of somebody in a straight jacket, you know. So if your style is more contemporary, a warm shade of white in your kitchen or in your house can create a modern, clean, and a very cozy feeling. Now, with that being said, there must be, I don't know, 10,000 or more different colors of white. And it took me probably 6 months to pick a white in my house because it can read warm, it can read cool, it can sometimes have a tinge of pink, it can have a tinge of gray, a tinge of green, like the morning dew color that I like, which is in the white category. But it can have different tinges. And one of the suggestions I want to make to you, and I've made this in my painting show, when you are going to paint with color and you're not sure, I often tell my clients to live with the color for a couple days. I've had paint swatches. I know eventually I want to paint my bedroom. I literally have had paint swatches on the wall for about a year and a half, maybe 2 years, since right before COVID, literally on the wall. And I look at them every day trying to decide. And I think I've narrowed it down, but I'm not ready to paint the room yet. So I'm not in a hurry to take them down. I just want to keep living with them. And I have the same thing in my living room. And what I've done with these swatches is I've moved them from place to place in my house so I can see them in the nightlight, in the daylight, in the sunlight, with the kitchen lights on, with the living room lights on, with all the different lights on. So if you can't visualize, and I've talked to a lot of my clients that say, I can't visualize, I can't see it. Go to the dollar store, get yourself a piece of dollar foam core, cut it into about 6 or 8 pieces, or 4 if you need to see a bigger piece. Go to the paint store and get a sample. Sometimes you can get those just little tiny, tiny samples. And paint those boards. And then put them up on your wall. Use some self-adhesive, you know, double stick tape, because you're going to be painting the walls anyway, right? So it doesn't matter. And move those boards from place to place. And this is really about any color that you're choosing to do a room in, because you will find the color changes. And I talked about this when in my painting session before. It took me, so I slave over color. I mean, there's some go-to colors for people that kind of work in any situation. But when you're trying to get the mood right in your room and you're trying to make sure that your neutral colors won't clash with your other colors, your cools or your warms that are going on in the house, you even whites, even blacks, even browns, even grays, you really want to make swatches. And if you're going to complement two colors together in a room or even with a piece of wallpaper, get a sample of that wallpaper, paint the two boards in the colors that you're thinking. And I, listeners, literally, this will save you from repainting. And Stacy, I love you dearly. She does some design work. But I remember when she was painting her bathroom and she was, I always say, don't paint till you're done. And the reason I say that is because you might be introducing warm woods into the floor. You might be introducing a bedspread that you absolutely love, or pieces of furniture. And wood has different tones. We talked about wood last week. And it has different tones and different colors and different finishes to it. And that can affect the way the paint looks. So I always suggest that you paint last. I get so frustrated with people that are like, oh, I'm going to paint the bathroom before I do this. And I'm like, no, please don't. You know, unless you're that good or unless you have a designer who is amazing with color, and I do have a couple designers that are amazing with color, then you, if you're doing it yourself, you really want to take the time and slow yourself down. You know, we all want the job done, but slow yourself down. So like I said, white can be beautiful. It can be very comfortable, clean, modern, cozy, but the right tone of white. And this is why you want to pick your tone of white and put it next to the color or the wallpaper that you're using, because you might pick a white that is reading yellow, but the room color that you're picking is blue, and those colors clash. They don't work. So I'm trying to save you time. I really am, even though it takes me 6 months to pick out a color. Black. Yes, you can paint your walls black. And I have seen people do it, or super deep gray. Gray is certainly very elegant. It can liven up a space, you know, when the grays have very warm undertones. And your living room, a lot of people are doing their living room walls in a gris, which is a mixture of gray and beige, to give a warm, inviting feeling. And this is what's really funny. Here's a color, listeners. I don't think you can go wrong with this color in your living room or your den. There's a color called Mindful Gray. I think it's a Sherwin-Williams color. I'm not quite sure. But you'll find it. And Mindful Gray is very, very popular right now. I've liked this color for before it was even popular. But that is a very classic gray that can offer elegance into your room. I was talking about black. You can paint black and not feel depressed as long as you don't paint the whole entire room black. Black hues are actually considered the new neutral because they go with everything. So consider painting black on an accent wall to add a more modern sophistication to your room, or if you want relaxation in your bedroom. Now, I remember when my son painted his bedroom wall black. Boy, oh boy, was that hard to get rid of it when it was time to move. But I am, you know, I know black is really pretty, but I'm more in the venue of going super, super, super dark gray instead of doing black, just because I think it reads a little bit better. And brown is another color if you want to feel content and secure. Brown, a natural, you know, nature-colored brown can be ideal for a bedroom or other areas of your living room. So you really, those are your four neutrals, your whites, your blacks, your grays, and your browns. And you can use those neutral colors pretty much anywhere. Sometimes when people have really high ceilings in their house, they will use a brown or a gray or something to make the room feel a little bit smaller in height. So don't be afraid to paint a dark color on a ceiling. Let's go back to our warm colors. Now, I'm going to break it down because there's cool and warm paints. But believe it or not, when it comes to blues and greens, which are considered cool color paints, and when I went to art school, I took so many classes on color. I love color. I can look at something and see color and then go to the store like 2 weeks later and pick out the color, which is amazing. So if I'm trying to match something for someone or compliment something, I'm really good at doing that. Just to pat myself on the back, because who else is going to do it for me? Anyway, so when it comes to any color, I'm going to break it down to your cool colors and your warm colors, but literally any color can be cool or warm. It's the same thing with plumbing in your house, faucetry in your house. Faucetry can be cool or warm, just like a chrome faucet is very cool, whereas a satin nickel faucet is considered warm. So you also want to consider, when you're decorating, the tones of the faucets that you're going to be using in your house, because it definitely reads different. And I feel like when you are using woods in your house, in your cabinetry, you either want to go with something that has warmth to it, like a stainless steel, which can be warm or cool. So you want to look at your hues, and there's some beautiful golds and other colors out there. So blue, when you paint a room blue, it can be a winner with pretty much everyone. And one of my colors that I also like is navy blue. Don't be afraid of navy blue in like a wall in your bathroom, a wall in your living room, a wall in the den. It's inviting. It works incredibly well in bedrooms for calming effects. Now, remember, it's the tone of the blue and the saturation. So if you have a very vibrant, like I said in the beginning, a very bright blue, it makes you feel energized, which you don't necessarily want in a kid's bedroom. But blue is cool if you pick a color that is calming, that is dark, like I said, navy blue or a muted gray blue. They can give you a very peaceful atmosphere. And if you don't like tension in your home and it's a room where everybody gathers, maybe you want to paint it in one of those colors that is more peaceful for your lifestyle. Green is also a great choice. Like I said, positive emotions come with green. Money is green. Reminds me of the Meet the Falkers movie where, you know, he said, oh, something about the green car. I would have thought you would have gotten green or something like that. But again, I love green in decorating, and I'm getting ready to do one of the bedrooms in a sage green because it can be very tranquil. It can be very, very relaxing. And while a darker, more saturated green can invigorate us and get us kind of a little excited, you know, that sage tone of green is very, very comforting. Try using a saturated but less bright green if it's your home office or if it's your crafting studio or, you know, a place where you spend a lot of time. A little less saturated, a little less muted for your bedroom if you want to go green in your bedroom. I love green. I used to film from my home. I had a room which was painted green screen green in my old house. And I had a really colorful rainbow colored rug in there. It was vibrant, vibrant, vibrant. But I literally did a green screen. It was this brilliant green, but it was great because when we were filming and we needed a green screen backdrop, we could go in that room and shoot. Because I used to do a television production, so it was really fun. But everybody was like, oh my God, I can't believe this color green is there. But the room next to it was this beautiful sage green. It was just, and I loved it so much. I bought a small quart of paint. I've kept it all these years. I'm painting a bedroom again in that same color because it was just, it was a get in paint. And I just loved the color. And I just found that you could put white with it or you could put beige with it. And there wasn't any color that you couldn't put with it that didn't work. So let's talk about the warm colors for a little bit. They consider warm paint colors, yellows, oranges, reds, joyful. Yellow is a very joyful color. It can be positive and optimistic with our emotions, which is really fun, although it's really funny because I tried to find some research on this. They said that yellow is not necessarily a good color to paint in your house, pale yellows, because they said it was not a good color, especially in psych wards, because it was depressing. Huh. But I do find that bright yellows, muted yellow could be great in your kitchen too, which is really nice if you want to brighten up the walls or you want a subtle energy in the space. And I say subtle energy because a lot of us love to cook. Some of us don't. Some of us like to cook together. Some of us like to cook with our kids or our partners. And yellow can be really funny. But here's the problem with yellow. It stimulates the appetite. So if you are using yellow in your kitchen, you and your guests are going to have some pretty ravenous appetites, believe it or not. It's all subliminal and subconscious when you're painting. So yellow, as much as I love yellow, it's not a color that I've ever really leaned towards using in any of my painting. Personal preference, I've seen yellow used in bathrooms and kitchens. And when I see it, I think it's beautiful, but depending on who designed it, but it's not a go-to color for me. It just isn't. It's just not. But for energy, yeah.
I was just gonna say, was it last year we painted our laundry room actually this nice bright yellow, And I have found that, like, as I'm folding clothes, I get hungry now. So that makes sense.
So there you go. That is my board guy, Dan, over there, who is running my shows now in the morning. I'm super excited. And I love that he's interactive with me. So, yeah, isn't that funny? People are going to think about this today, like, oh.
Right, they're going to go through all their different rooms and be like, huh, this does make me feel, you know, excited or, like, depressed, hopefully not.
Exactly. You know? And if you're feeling depressed in your room, listeners, please paint. Paint is the most inexpensive thing that you can do to your house to change up a room and make it look different. And I will tell you right now, it's worth paying a little more money for quality paint. Because I remember, like, people that paint apartment buildings, painters, you know, and I'm not knocking painters because I have some great recommendations for painter. Dan, my painter, fabulous. Love him, love him. You need a recommendation? You know how to reach me, 610-812-7366. Send me a text message. That guy's fabulous. And I know a couple other really amazing painters. But when they're doing big buildings and apartment complexes and people that have apartments, they're buying that cheap paint and it goes on and it barely covers. It's not worth your money to buy a cheap paint. I happen to like Benjamin Moore. I used to always use Sherwin-Williams. There's certain brands of Sherwin-Williams. I'm giving these guys shameless free plugs, so I hope they appreciate it. Farrell and Ball. Amazing paints, but it's not a company that's around here. So it makes it really hard if you want to paint with those colors. I mean, you can get samples sent to you, you can get paint swatches sent to you, but like I said, I'm the person that wants to paint the patches and move them from room to room to room. So I want that color handy. And believe it or not, listeners, just so you know, if you have a color, I remember Better Homes and Gardens used this amazing blue on a one of their magazine colors, and I was in love with it, and I took the magazine to the paint store and asked them to match the color, and they did, and it was the color that I painted my front door, and I loved that color. And when I was selling my house, this beautiful, like, teal blue, it was just a cool color. I can't even explain how cool it was, but I painted my new house very similar, a little bit softer because there's a lot of stonework on this house. But what was really funny is my realtor wanted me to paint the door very neutral. And I'm like, no, I love this color. I'm not changing it. And she kept insisting. And I'm like, I'm not changing the color, period. Don't ever ask me again. It's not being changed. And guess what sold my house? Besides some other things that were done in the house, the young girl that bought my house said to me, the door, I love the color you painted your front door, and that's what attracted me to your house. So keep in mind, listeners, that realtors don't always have the best advice for you. Trust your gut when it comes to doing things. Trust your gut to know what is best for you. And when you're painting and when you're doing colors, I think it's really super important to know that. Reds give a lot of energy in your room. Red and oranges, although they are warmer colors, like, red raises the energy level in a room too. So maybe you want red in your game room. Maybe you want it in your family room where, you know, we have a little, you know, fun time with our family. It can also stimulate love and passion, but also the flip side of that is anger and power. So I feel like you should use red very, very carefully. Usually best for maybe a dining room area, living room, maybe an entryway. Again, because it affects energy and things like that, I'm very cautious about color. I love feng shui, which is how you position things and color in a room, a topic that we'll do a show on at one point. But I think these are all important. Red has also been shown to raise your blood pressure, speed up your respiration, and increase your heart rate. So you want to use red very, very carefully in your room, or maybe use it more in a wallpaper, or maybe use it as maybe a little bit of a border paint or a smaller room in your house. Orange, which is very energetic, and I love orange. I love orange in some of the rooms that I've seen. My son had done an amazing orange in one of his houses, and it evokes excitement and enthusiasm. It promotes activity. It's great for an exercise room, a playroom, or if you're that creative type, you know, you have a band who's working on music for my show. But if you have a band or if you want to have that excitement and enthusiasm, maybe you might consider painting your office in some orange in your house. And then just keep in mind, I'm just going to break the colors down a little bit more before we go to a commercial break. Yellow, again, it's the sign of happiness. I did. Exercise room, playroom, office, den for the orange if you're so inclined to want that vibrance. Yellow, like I said, it's the joy of sunshine. And who doesn't love the yellow sunshine and flowers? It does communicate happiness, but I think you have to be very careful because it does increase appetite. So the color specialists say it's good for living rooms, bathrooms, kitchens, dining rooms. And I've seen yellows and pale yellows in kitchens. But again, it stimulates the appetite. Now, for some people, that's great. But for someone like me, I don't need my appetite stimulated because I can eat real easy anytime. So pink. Oh my gosh, don't we love painting little girls' rooms pink? But pink can, believe it or not, you can put pink in a masculine bathroom. You really, really can. But it's associated with love and kindness. Pink is supposed to boost your creativity. So suggestions are an office, a bedroom, a nursery. So those kind of eat up some of those colors that are out there for warm colors. Going back to some of the cool colors that we were talking about, I just wanted to point out that purple, we didn't even get to purple. Purple is just sophisticated drama. Seriously. It's real. It really is. Sophistication for darker purples. So if you want to feel sophisticated, you want to go darker. If you want more of a relaxation, then you want to go with lighter hues of purple. A bedroom in a light hue of purple is great. Again, relaxation in the living room. They say, I can't see purple in the living room, though. Your office. But see, for me, I think the office should be stimulating. I think your office space should be conducive to energy and excitement and wanting to do things. So I'm not a fan of the, you know, relaxation in the office. Just my opinion. So with that, we are going to take a little quick commercial break, and we're going to talk about the in color that's going on right now and some other things with color, and maybe you're painting your room this weekend. We'll be right back.
Women Heart is in a race to save lives. Heart disease is the number one killer of women. It's 80% preventable if you know the facts. Millions of women are living with or at risk of heart disease. Get educated. See your doctor. Know the facts. To win this race, we all have to do it together. Our hearts beat as one. To learn more, visit womenheart.org.
We're back. You are listening to Home Improvement Fix and Facts with Carol Holloway here at WWDB. And I just want to point out that anything that we're talking about, you can hear on our podcast that is always there for your listening at any time you want to listen to it. If you want to go back and research some of the shows, especially maybe one on painting and color. But this one is really getting sophisticated because we're really talking about the psychology of color and how it affects the different rooms in your house and how you paint. So the new in color, this has been the in color for probably about 5-6 years now, and it's still getting more and more popular. Gray, it's the in color. Tones of gray. Now remember, all of the colors I'm talking about can have a warm side and a cool side, and grays are definitely that. It's considered a neutral, like I said in the beginning, but it can really bring some warmth into your room if it reads the right way. It's timeless and classic in some of the lighter shades, and it can be really edgy and modern in darker shades. But remember, gray has hues and tones in it that may not work with your room. So grays, whites, I think they're all really hard colors to pick what you really like. And like I said, mindful gray is a really great gray color because it really kind of seems to read on either side of the spectrum. Depending on what you marry it with, it could read warm or it could read cold or cool. So you really want to be careful with your gray when you are decorating. Now, one of the questions that I just got was, what about metallic paint? Okay. It's sparkling. It's refreshing. It gives instant style to a room. Absolutely. It adds a little extra durability in your room because it creates like excitement and creativity. So maybe that's a place you can really use it in any room, or maybe accent of those metallic colors. But I wouldn't shy away from a metallic color if I felt that it worked in the room or what I was trying to achieve in the room. So don't be afraid of that. But remember, it's not always just the paint color itself. It could be, you know, if you're in your bedroom, let's talk about that for a minute, because the bedroom is a place where we really want peace and relaxation. So bedroom colors and mood should be incorporated into the general peace and restfulness and peacefulness of that space. So when you're deciding on a color for your bedroom, consider the room color psychology of colors such as green, blue, purple, because they are very relaxing. Oh, I can't see. Purple can be very masculine, I think, if it's more regal and majestic for guys. That's my opinion. So, like I said, green relieves stress. For those of you that might be trying to make babies, green is considered a great color of fertility. So it's a great choice for a bedroom. I love greens in bedrooms, and I've come to love green more and more as the years go on. Blue is said to lower blood pressure while lowering your respiration and your heart rate, but not a super saturated blue. Remember, we want to keep these colors calming. And like I said, lighter shades of purple, lavender, lilac are relaxing without making the room feel like it's cold. And when you're doing your bedroom, remember the accessories that you're adding to your room, your bedspread, your blankets, your rugs and things like that are all things that can undermine your color choice if you don't do it right. I always think a bedroom, and I don't have one in my bedroom because I can't really figure out where to put one, but plants, please. I think you should have a plant in every room of your house. I really do, whether it's herbs in the kitchen or, you know, not fake plants either, people. like one of my family members uses fake plants throughout her home, and I'm like, some of them look real. And I have a couple of them here and there in my house. But real plants, and particularly in your bedroom, because in your bedroom, it gives off oxygen at night. It absorbs your carbon dioxide during the day and gives off oxygen at night when you're sleeping. So I better step it up and get a plant in my room. Plus, it's green. And like I said, green, it helps with stress. I think plants help with stress. So colors that you really want to avoid, and I'm kind of repeating myself, but I think it bears repeating, to avoid in your bedroom is orange, because it's a color of energy and it directly contradicts relaxing in your bedroom. So bright oranges don't work. Pastel blues can become chilly on a wall. They can feel a little bit cold, especially a room that receives very little sunlight. And again, this is why I say, get swatches and do swatches around your house. I have a bedroom now in my house that's pastel blue, but there's warm woodwork in that room. So would I like to change it eventually? But it's not at the top of my list because I still feel comfortable in that bedroom. I don't feel like it's invading my space. And that's what you can sometimes find when you're decorating with certain colors, that it invades your space. And like Dan said, he was always hungry, folding laundry in his yellow room. Red pumps up your energy. It's like an adrenaline rush in your house. And it's a good choice if you want to stir up excitement, you know, particularly at night, if you're somebody who likes to entertain. I remember my old house, I painted one of the walls in the family room, which was a basement that was converted to a family room, like a brick red. And just one wall. And it was really cool. I just kind of liked it. And I'm trying to remember. I think I left it that color when I moved out. I don't think I painted it over. I can't remember now. But it was a cool, it wasn't a cool color. It was a cool color to decorate with because it does. It pumps up your energy. That's why I think that would be fun in a game room or, you know, even a kid's playroom. If you want them to be active and you want them to be busy in their playroom, red could be a good color. So, again, avoid orange in the living room. It's just too energetic. It doesn't promote relaxation. Bathrooms, you can do so much in a bathroom. But again, going back to some of those colors, I don't like yellow. However, an uplighting color of yellow can bring energy to your bathroom. So it all depends on the shade. It all depends on the mood that you want to incite in the room that you were in. And, you know, I thought you had something over there.
I mean, I was actually going to say, we also painted our bathroom last year. And so I live with my sister, and she's like big into, you know, decorating, like changing out the decorations in the bathroom, like for every
all the
season,
time.
For everything.
Me
right.
Too.
So she picked out this, it's kind of like a tan color for the bathroom, which I was really skeptical about at first because I was like, okay, it's gonna look okay, but like with all the different colors that we have moving through there, it actually like
it
fits
works
really well. Yeah.
Yeah. It's amazing. I mean, color really does affect what you do. And you know, I'm the same way as your sister because I have different tchotchke. I don't have a lot of tchotchke. I just think it's junk. And every time I go to the store and I see something, I'm like, do I really need that? I mean, I'm older now, like I'm just gonna end up giving it to one of the kids or it's gonna end up in a yard sale. But I have stuff put away and I change out with the seasons too. And sometimes my husband will forget and I'll be like, oh, where did you get that? And I'm like, I've had this for like 20 years. BD before Dale. I like to change things up and I like to move furniture around and I like to move carpeting around area rugs. I'm constantly doing it. And it frustrates me in rooms like my bedroom that there's only one wall the bed can go on. That's it. That's the only room. So I'm constantly moving other pieces of furniture around the room because I like change. I like the areas to look a little different. And I also like to mix. And like I said, this is another show, feng shui. I like to mix feng shui with my color is very important in feng shui. If you go back to listening to my shows, you'll see that I talked about the color of your front door should be painted whether to the color that matches north, east, south, and west because it has to do with energy flow. And we'll talk about that on another show. So I'm very conscious when I paint my front door to my house, wherever I have lived, thank God it's always been a tone that has worked for me. But there's certain tones because of the way your house faces north, south, east, west, means the energy flows a certain way. The same thing with mirrors in your house. There shouldn't be a mirror directly across from a doorway. We're going to get into that. That's a whole nother show. Maybe I should piggy bank that with this one next week because I love that topic. So I'm very particular. Red is the area of money, believe it or not. So even though I say red shouldn't be painted in a room, I do have in the corner of my one room, I have a red tablecloth on a small round table because red draws money. It's an area of money. And if it's placed in the right corner of your home, you know, is it so we'll talk about that. It's pretty cool how that works. People think I'm nuts, but like the Chinese have been doing it forever and ever and ever. And there is some truth to it. That's why I say a plant in every room. By the way, please don't do black in your kitchen. Just don't. I mean, I don't mind. Like there's those black and white checkered floors And I've seen people do the black and white checkered floor, and I've seen them do black woodwork and black countertops, which is okay as long as everything else is light and airy, as long as you're not painting the walls black, as long as you're not putting black cabinetry in. I've seen black cabinetry in kitchens too, and although I think it looks beautiful, in some cases, I think it makes the room look very small. And I just think it's just so dramatic and so sharp for some of those areas. So, and brown is not commonly associated with hunger. So brown would be better suited in your bathroom. Dining room, we're talking about food. I've talked about some of the colors that are really good for your dining room. But remember, if you want people to eat well, and maybe this might be something that you want to consider, maybe you might want yellow in your dining room, especially if you have little kids, because it does create positive, happy vibes. Go ahead.
No, I was just agreeing with you on that one. That makes so much sense.
Yeah, and it also increases your hunger. So that might be, if you have little ones, the area where you're feeding them, yellow might be a really good color to use in that room. Now, blue, not necessarily in a dining room. It does decrease your appetite, which I'll do anything that'll decrease my appetite because I love food. I really do. Like, my husband is like a meat and potatoes, steak potato guy, where I'm like the sushi, and I'll just experiment with everything. But blue reduces your appetite, and green, certain bright hues of green can reduce your appetite as well. So think about how you're using it. You have young kids, you want to, get them to eat more. Then yellow might be the perfect color for you. It might be the perfect color for your kids. If you are somebody who has a tendency to feel like you're really on the thin side and you want to stimulate your appetite, you can do that. The room color of psychology is just so much more than just a collection of pretty colors. It really is. The colors you choose for your walls significantly influence your mood and behavior. It truly, truly does. And creating changes that ultimately affect your entire life depend, and it does. It really, really does. So that's why it's important that you choose happy, positive colors for your home. And so that the space brings out the very best in you, and it brings out the very best in your family. And color of a room, like I said, it does affect human behavior. You know, it really, really does. So you want to think about what you're doing, and think about lampshades. You know, you put a red lampshade on your light, it can affect the mood of the room. Reds can be muted and rich and elegant. They can promote, excitement and energy feeling. So you just really want to think about that. What is the most depressing color? Any idea?
The most depressing color. Oh, man. I mean, you did mention, like, what was it? Like a pale yellow was pretty bad earlier.
Yeah. That's what I had heard. That's what you psychology. Heard. Okay. I haven't proved that yet. But it's, I heard that a lot of psych wards were done in yellow.
Oh, okay.
Pale yellows. So I don't know how true that is, but I remember my son really stressing on me because I had a room that had a yellow, that my entranceway in my old house, the little sitting room, the little enclosed porch when you first came in was a pale yellow, and real pale yellow, and I was going to make it brighter. He's like, please don't, please don't. And my son Alex is pretty smart about things like this. So the most depressing colors, believe it or not, except in small doses as accents, are dark, dark blues and black.
Really?
Yes. They can become overwhelming and they can make your home feel dark.
Oh,
that's
okay.
Why I love a wall that is navy blue, but yeah, a wall.
Just one wall.
A wall. Like when I'm helping my girlfriend with her kitchen right now and it's just about done. We're waiting for fixtures that, like I told everybody, fixtures are on back order. They are so hard to get right now. The lead times are ridiculous. We're waiting for her faucet to come in. But we picked out, there's only one wall that's painted in her kitchen. and we picked out this really beautiful olive green. It's gorgeous. But I also said to her, if you get tired and you want to change it up, you can easily change it to navy blue in that particular space, and it would work. And because it's in her kitchen and your back is to that wall in the cooking area, and where the sink is over the window, you're not looking at the blue.
Right.
So you're looking at it as an overall theme in the kitchen, but it's not going to make you feel depressed or anything like that. So it depends on where you put that color of a wall too. What colors make a small room feel big? Well, to me, it could be really any color. Light colors are expansive. They're really airy. They make rooms seem bigger and brighter, while dark colors are sophisticated and warm, and they can make a room feel smaller. However, if you use it the right way, a dark color can really make a small room feel good. And I learned this from, again, when I was doing a bathroom. The bathroom was all white. It was all white with a warm piece. This is my old house, with a warm piece of wood furniture with a white top. And I went with chrome because it was affordable. And I knew I was selling my house. And chrome can read kind of cool, like cool as in cool, not warm. And so to warm up the room a little bit, I, again, slaved over the color gray. But I painted one wall gray. And then the floor had a little, it was a white floor with a little bit of pale gray in it. So it brought everything together. And everybody who came into my house to see what I did with the bathroom said, "What, did you move a wall?" They felt like the room looked bigger. So it's really important when you're picking your colors to make sure that it works for you. And don't be afraid of dark colors in small rooms. They can work. They can make large rooms feel more intimate. They can really make a ceiling feel lower. They can work in small places, though. They really can.
Just quick question. What's your feeling on, because I know we've mostly been talking about like wall color. What about ceiling color?
So I'm a huge fan of white ceilings. I really, really am. I'm that person that likes crown molding in a lot of rooms. Even if it's a more modern room, I still think you can do some cool colors on your crown molding if you wanted to. I don't have a problem with painting the ceiling a color. Some people, if the room really feels expansive and big and it feels lost, yeah. I don't have a problem painting a room a darker color. And I don't have a problem painting a room a ceiling. Some of these condos and townhouses have those multi-layered ceilings where it's got a high ceiling and then there's a bunch of trim and then the ceiling gets smaller as it comes down.
Right.
So I don't mind painting maybe the trim around that in a darker color, or the upper part of the ceiling a darker color, especially in a bedroom, because I think it just makes you feel more comfortable in the space. I'm okay with painting color on a ceiling. I think you have to be really careful when you're doing it. And what is it that you're trying to achieve in that room? Because it can totally like ruin the feel of a room if you paint the ceiling the wrong color. Some people will do a real pale gray. Again, is it warm gray or is it cool gray?
Right.
So it's okay. I'm not a huge, huge fan of painting a ceiling color. I feel like if it's white and it's neutral, you never really have to worry about it. It's the other areas. It's not like you're walking around looking at somebody's ceiling unless they have an amazing light fixture. But by the way, light fixtures usually hang down. So you're not really looking up high at the color that's in the room.
That's fair.
Yeah. So if you're not sure about how to use color, find a color wheel. When you go to the paint store, they have all those like five different shades of color that work within that. Please stay with that. It really does help accent a room. If you're not sure, you want to go get a color wheel. And when you're picking your paint colors, common concerns is deciding which hues go together. And the color wheel is just a simple tool that helps you answer that question. And you can find it online. I mean, when you're, there's your primary colors, which are your red, blue, and yellow. But then you have secondary colors, and then you have tertiary colors. Those are the three stages of color. And so you want to look at the color wheel, divides it into the 12 spectrums of basic color hues, the three primary colors, the secondary colors. So there's three primary colors, three secondary colors, and six tertiary colors. I remember that from school. I never forgot it. And it really helps you when you're looking to accent in a room and decide what colors work best for your wheel, for your house. And the color wheel is great to help you be able to do that. I do love, just so you know, black trim. A lot of people paint their white, especially in old houses. But if you were to take a bedroom and paint black trim and then do like a really cool pink rose color, that can look very masculine, but it can also be very elegant and very pretty. And we're wrapping up time here, but you know, you can do monochromatic schemes, which we talked about in my painting series. So go to the podcast and check it out, which is tone on tone, just so you know, and adding black to a tone on tone can be really awesome when you're painting. Analogous, I can never say that word right, are colors that are found side by side on a color wheel. Like you might have yellow next to green. So those are...
Is it analogous or something like that? Or
I don't know. Is it? I get upset when I can't pronounce a word.
I have to look up Google on that one.
Yeah, me too. I'll have to ask Alexa. Alexa, how do you say this word and spell it for? And then there's complementary, when you're doing a room using two hues that are completely the opposite of each other on the color wheel, completely across from each other, such as blue and orange, which could be kind of fun in a kid's room because it can add energy to a room and the blue can be a little subtle. So you really take advantage. I mean, there's also triadic schemes that you can do, which is using three colors in a room. So there's so much that you can do. And again, like every week when I am here, I can just talk and talk and talk and teach you all kinds of fun things. And I'm out of time again. So don't be afraid to use a color wheel. Don't be afraid to ask for one in the paint store to be able to help choose your colors. And I think you'll have a lot of fun if you go back to your house, you've spent 18 months in your house. Which rooms were you not happy in? Those are the rooms you need to paint. Easiest fix ever. But color affects your mood. So if you're not happy in your home, maybe it's time to paint. And, you know, I do think that next week we'll continue this conversation and go into some feng shui. I love feng shui and it's a great topic. So we're going to talk about that. People are like, what? Don't put a mirror across from a door? Nope, because you don't want the energy bouncing out. It's just like you should close the lid to your toilet, you know, because they say that's an area where air sucks down and money goes through the hole. So you should close the lid. So just a little hint for some things that are coming up. And we'll talk a little bit more about this next week. And don't forget, 610-812-7366. Text me if you want to know more about our music jingle contest for Carol's Home Improvement Fix and Facts Show. Listeners, I am out of time already. This is the fastest hour I ever have. It's my funnest hour all week long, and it's the fastest hour all week long. I don't know. Sometimes I think I should go a little longer. But now we're going to go and listen to some cool music. So thank you so much for listening to Home Improvement Fix and Facts. See you next week at 8 o'clock, same place, same time. And you can listen to the podcast if you missed what I had to say. Thanks.